Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Adam Jones.
Oh, I'm sorry. You like Crazy Town?
I think Crazy Town for sure.
Megan Ottolini.
I love fire.
Christian Arcan.
I love shrimp.
This is Jones and Mega with Arcan.
Let me upgrade you.
On WEEI.
This game, it's all going to change. Tom, Scal, Eddie.
Oh.
Get your popcorn ready.
Wait. This is the game.
This is the game. This is the game that it changes for Jason Tatum. Game 6 of the 2002 NBA Conference Semifinals when Tatum went off against the Bucks. Game 7 last year against Philadelphia. We're going to be talking about Game 3 against the Cleveland Cavaliers for Jason Tatum because he is going to go off.
Tatum has to put it up. Does. You bet. That is just filthy by Jason Tatum.
Bold from Chris Mannix. This is where Jason Tatum starts to go on a run. I guess we'll see. Because I'll give you, Game 3 was better for Tatum.
Yeah.
But that's Tatum locking in. If that's Tatum locking in, I'm still not sold. And I guess that makes me a bad person, according to the Celtics.
That's all.
Actually, no, it makes you disgusting.
We can get to that coming up here. Jones and Mega with Arcan. On WEEI, you seem higher on the Celtics coming out of that game than me, Mego.
I am. I thought that they mostly took care of business in that game, and it was...
I know, but it's...
It's what I expected.
It's such a bad team on the other side.
I know, but look, they responded after game two. They're on the road. Like, Tatum did look better. His shot is gradually getting back to where it needs to be. He still can't hit anything from behind the arc. He went for 2 for 8. From the three-point line, so I don't really like that, considering the way that they like to play offense. But I do think Drew Holiday was, like, the ultimate connector in that game in a way that we haven't seen that much of him. He just revs up the offense on... We talk about him so much defensively, but the way that he is so quick with his vision on the offense, it's like the ball barely hits his fingertips before he swings it to somebody else. And that's what this team needs, because... J&J do have a tendency to get stuck with dribble, 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 look around, iso, iso, dribble, dribble, turn it around. Oh, is somebody open over there? Okay, I'm just going to do a little dumb fadeaway. Like, there is that tendency of that.
Yeah.
So it's a nice little change of pace he adds. So, yeah, I'm feeling better.
Okay, I mean, that's really the first, like, real good game I think Drew Holiday played all postseason. So, like, I'm happy he finally showed up.
And I think that was one of his best games as a Celtic.
Fine, yeah. And so good. But, like, he finally played a good game. I'm not ready to say he's going to do that every game. Are you?
No, definitely not. But I definitely think it was a nice thing to see with Derek White cooling off the way he has lately. And listen, I mean, I thought Brown and Holiday were both great in that game. And Tatum was very good. I don't think he was great, but I think he was very good. That wasn't the type of game where I look at and thought, man, the Celtics really dominated that game. They only scored like 106 points. Like,
They did what they had to do.
Okay. They did, and they had a lot of mini runs, and they were able to sort of keep Cleveland at bay when they went on their runs, and I thought those were good responses. But it wasn't one of those games I looked at and thought, oh, yeah, this team has nothing to worry about.
Yeah, also, Cleveland sucks. And so they never should have lost game
Cleveland
two in the first place.
Sucks.
They do.
Cleveland sucks.
That team's terrible. And so they never should have lost game two. Just because they lost a game two and lost game two and answered the bell in game three, I'm not going to give them a lot of credit. They never should have lost game two in the first place. And by the way, they didn't lose. They got smoked.
Yeah, they got like, pantsed.
They never should have happened. And so Tatum was better.
I was so glad you were with Gresh the day after that game.
I mean, it's just that's not the kind of game they should lose ever. And yet they continue to lose it. So I don't really give them that much credit for winning game three. I'm still stuck on game two. And Tatum, for how much better he was better. But like there's this weird crowing and celebrating about Tatum answering like Mannix right there. Like, oh, he's about to go on a run. Let me hear Mazzulla after the game. This is weird. This is just quick. But this was weird. Here's Mazzulla on Tatum.
It just says he's a really great player that gets taken advantage of because he's been really good for a long time, underappreciated. And I thought he played a great game on both ends of the floor.
Taken advantage of.
Yeah, I think he was looking for taken for granted.
Okay.
Is the phrase. I'm not trying to be a mind reader, Arcan. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Let's stick with that.
That doesn't even make sense.
No. So let's stick with that then. Let's go with he's underappreciated and taken for granted.
Yeah.
Fair?
Not really, no. I mean, he's all NBA most years recently. I understand maybe it's a little more personal that he came in sixth for MVP voting for a regular season award, but I don't think that he's taken for granted. I think it's quite the opposite. I think especially us locally, but the national level too, look at him and go, this is one of the guys that's supposed to be the next face of the NBA after LeBron. This is one of the best players in the NBA. And so when you go through seven games of a playoff run and he doesn't look like himself, which is really great, he's shooting poorly and the numbers back that up. It's not just the eye test, it's the stats test too. Then I think it's just saying you're not playing up to the standard that you've set for yourself previously. And so we're going to call that out. I think that's totally fair. That's not like taking advantage of someone, taking someone for granted. It's just saying he's not performing to the level that we've seen him perform before.
Okay. Do you think we take him for granted? Do you think Jason Tatum is underappreciated? 617-779-7937. You can sound off there. Arkham, what'd you think of those comments from Mazzulla?
I thought they were very whiny. I think that Jason Tatum gets plenty of adulation. He's like top three in jersey sales every single year. Like his fans, there's tons of fans in Boston and around who consider him one of the best players in the league. I think that that's ridiculous. The reason why he was getting a lot of crap is because he was averaging 21 points a game in the playoffs and hadn't really engaged that much, it didn't seem like, offensively. And that's something that I think, even though the Celtics are winning these games, people are noticing. And if it was Giannis doing that, if it was Luka Doncic doing that, if it was Devin Booker or Joel Embiid or Nikola Jokic or any other superstar, they get that same kind of criticism. They get that same kind of critique. Jason Tatum's not special, and he's also not these other players I just mentioned aren't surrounded by all-stars at every position on their starting five, more or less. So I think that, you know, with Tatum, it's a little more, maybe. But that's deserved. That's what happens when you're, sorry, Mago, a super team, which I think the Celtics are, and that's why he's getting that additional scrutiny. But there's nothing wrong with that. He played better in the game. People noticed. That's fine. That's the way it works.
And Tatum, to your point, you've made this point a lot. He's always been surrounded by all-stars and good talent. And so I look at it and I go, it's your seventh year. You've still never won anything. And if anything in Boston, we overrate you.
Which I've written before. It's okay. Like, you're on the timeline. Well, but it doesn't look great when Anthony Edwards is, or was. Look, he's getting pants by Denver now. But was looking like the next big thing on the other side.
Yeah, you're 7 years in, you haven't won anything. Like, of course, we're getting a little antsy about this. And, oh, by the way, we probably overrate you in Boston. We don't underrate you. We overrate you. I thought you were going to win the MVP, which Ryan laughed at. And I got to do some stupid freezing. What's it called again?
The Nordic cycle.
Right. I got to do that because I overrated you, Tatum. We call you a top five player in this city. You're not. You're not a top five player.
Outside of the top five in MVP voting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you're a top five player. Like I've said that before. I thought you were going to do that. That's what I thought you were going to be. You're not. If anything, we overrate you. You're not underappreciated. We appreciate you too much. We expect too much out of you. And on top of that, we have to now say and get finger wagged for like, oh, he's underappreciated. Oh, we take him for granted. I don't think that. We've been very patient. It's year seven. They've won one championship basically in my lifetime. I'm being pretty patient here, but I don't want to sit here while he misses threes and misses jump shots and loses games to trash-ass teams like Cleveland or like who they lost to in round one. And I have to look at it and go, wait a minute, what? You're losing to Miami? you're losing to Cleveland, and I complain about that, and now I'm the bad guy.
It just says he's a really great player that gets taken advantage of.
It's like, oh, great. Now I got to get finger wagged because I'm calling them out for losing games they shouldn't while Tatum misses jump shot after jump shot after three after three after jump shot, and now I'm the bad guy? That's stupid.
Well, they're just holding up a narrative that I don't think I agree with you. It doesn't exist. Like, is it wrong to point out that Tatum's shooting overall has been way down compared to his previous playoff runs? Like, does that mean that you take him for granted? Because there's one thing to go, and I hear Gretsch do this in the midday, quite frankly, where he goes, oh, they get mad if he doesn't score 30 a night. It's not about scoring 21 a night if you're moving it around and you're getting it to Derek White and you're getting it to Jaylen Brown and others around you. It's that you can't hit the broadside of a barn some nights. Like, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That is the problem. And then we hear excuses coming out. Well, when they're setting screens, when he's the primary screen setter, look at the offensive production. Arkan, what was the stat on the other side that Cleveland had Saturday night?
Oh, yeah.
Almost the exact same thing.
The inverse of that, which was when Al Horford was guarding Donovan Mitchell on the pick and roll, they're averaging like 1.64 points per game, which would make it the best offense in the history of the world if it was just Donovan Mitchell against Al Horford.
Like, I just, it's irritating to me because it presents it as like you can't even have any kind of constructive criticism or an observation about it. Otherwise, like, you're such a hater.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's been inefficient, but my real issue is, when's he going to take over a game? And so I would cite Donovan Mitchell in game two. Donovan Mitchell was very passive in the first half of that game. He took it over in the second half. Tatum doesn't do that enough for my taste. I'm not saying he's never done it. He did it in game six against Milwaukee 2 years ago. I feel like we always have to cite these stupid games. Mm-hmm. He did it in game seven last year against Philadelphia. So I'm not saying he's never done it. I don't think he does that enough. That's my real criticism of Tatum. He doesn't take over games, and the efficiency hasn't been there. But last game was a step forward. It's just now when he finally has a good game and plays a little bit better, still misses a majority of his shots, still 2 for 8 from three, still coming off a game in game two they never should have lost, I have to be lectured about it. And then I got to hear Tatum after the game. And this is a longer clip, okay? So just bear with Tatum on this. This is longer than I usually allow, Ryan. Sir, I would never allow a phone call this long. I usually don't like clips this long. But I want to hear Tatum in his entirety on the disrespect that poor Jason Tatum has had to deal with here these last couple of weeks.
Jason, I know you try not to listen to the critics, but do you think that people don't kind of look at your overall game, your defense, your rebounding, your assists, and you kind of think you're disrespected in that aspect? People only are focusing on your shooting percentage, and does that bother you, and how do you react?
I think, you know, I do. I respect you guys' job. I respect the guys on TV. I don't always agree with the things that they say, but, you know, when they're fair and, you know, they take emotion out of it, whatever way that they're leaning towards when they're fair, you know, I respect it. You understand what the media has brought to our game and more eyes and more attention and how everybody has benefited from that. So, you know, I wouldn't say I'd take it as disrespect, right? You know, like I said, I don't always agree with what they say, and maybe I feel like they're not watching everything else that I'm doing, but that's not my job to focus on that, right? Or, you know, give it, you know, any attention. My job is to be the best player that I can be for our team on any given night. Yeah, I would love to make every shot I take. And I know I can shoot better, and I will. But, you know, at this time of the season, you know, as long as we win and we're trending in the right direction, I know me scoring will come. I've done that plenty of times. So, you know, I just try to impact the game in other ways and just dominate the game and not be defined as just a score.
Okay, so that last word is what I took issue with. And there's a lot in there. Yeah, I really respect what you guys do, after he, like, laughs off the criticism and basically says nobody watches, channeling Peyton Pritchard from last week. Oh, you're casual if you don't see what Tatum's bringing to the game. But
that hurt my feelings.
That last line, yeah, shame on your son.
I know.
That last line, about, well, I just want to dominate. That's my exact question. He's not dominating. Does he think he's dominating games? Does he think he's dominating game? Even game three. Do you think is that the word you would use? He dominated that game? I wouldn't use that word at all for him.
I thought Jaylen Brown was more dominant in that game than he was. He's
Mitchell's
more efficient.
Been more dominant.
Mitchell's dominated the games, but he's also.
But he has to.
He has to. I mean, like, yeah, he's the one taking most of the shots there. But Tatum's taking plenty of shots. He's just not making them as much. And his offense hasn't been going as well. Like, I thought Tatum in that game, when he did that little Euro step. Remember that? Mm-hmm. I was watching that. I'm going, where's this been? Like, where's, like, his craftiness and sort of his slithery ball, you know, moves to the hole. Slithery moves to the hole with the ball is what I meant to say.
Sure.
There.
It's getting better the way you say it.
I'm trying. I just think that that was something that had been missing earlier on in the previous series and the first couple games of this one. And you saw it. You noticed the difference. I still don't think it was like a perfect Jason Tatum game or anything like that. And he definitely didn't dominate the game, I don't think, in any real way. But he's shown he can do it before. I liked in that answer when he's like, if I don't, you know, score, it's okay as long as we win. I agree with that.
I think that's a good
philosophy for him to have. But I also think he's like, well, when you take emotion out of it, it's like it's Boston, Jason. Well, no one's taking emotion out of it.
And
what
sports.
I don't like, too, is all the criticism was after game two when they lost.
Right.
And it's like, it doesn't sound like he likes that either. He's like, well, as long as we win, I don't really care. Well, you didn't win, Jason. That's the point. That's why we were all jumping down your throat after game two. You lost. I agree. That's what we should criticize.
Honestly, the bigger point, and this is something you've said before, Jones, that I agree with, is that you haven't won. Like, I know that it sounded like after game two, he was... kind of annoyed that it's like the media is out there expecting, and fans to some extent expecting them to sweep every team and to win every game in the playoffs. My take on that is absolutely not. I'm not like you where I sit here and go, Celtics in four every round. I understand they're going to trip up some games, but there's a difference between it getting down to the wire and just getting outperformed in the last minute, which we've seen with this team a couple times this regular season, and getting utterly embarrassed on your home court like they did in game two.
Yeah.
All on effort, basically, because you're not rebounding and you're not getting back on defense.
Let's go to Patrick in Maine. Go ahead, Patrick.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Love the show. Back to the Joe Mazzulla clown show. For him to point the finger at the fan base or the Boston media for us having the high expectations of Jason Tatum. It's Jason Tatum's fault that we have these expectations. He's shown us what we can do. Mm-hmm. And to point the finger at anyone other than Tatum for him not showing up in these big games is absolute BS.
Yeah, I just think there's so many players before Tatum. And now you could say all these players were unfairly criticized. And like, I've been guilty of that. I was doing it with Jokic last year. But that just shows I'm consistent. Maybe I'm consistently wrong. But I am.
Maybe you're just mean.
Okay, maybe. But like, until you win, that's how we're going to talk about you. That's how I talk about quarterbacks. That's how I talk about stars in the NBA. Because I do think they can singularly, in those two positions, a superstar in the NBA and a quarterback in the NFL, it pretty much is all about you. And so do you lead your team to victory? Yes or no?
See, here's what I'm going to say, though, because I can already, like, I don't even need to look at the text line. I can already know what some people are saying, which is, well, you just want ISO, Tatum, then? You just want ISO? No. Like, it's not like there's one option of how you can make an impact on a basketball game, and I'm not saying that he shouldn't have, you know, that he shouldn't get recognition for the rebounds and the assists and the defense that he can play at times. I just think it's okay to criticize the biggest stats that aren't there sometimes.
Yeah, and again, do I want him to play ISO ball? Sometimes. I mean, I want him to pick his spots. And I feel like Tatum has, and you can say now I want everything, but yeah, out of a guy who's an MVP candidate, I feel should be an MVP candidate, and one of the best players in the league, you have to know when to pick your spots. When do you take over a game and dominate, and when do you defer to your teammates? And I feel like he's been way too deferential and hasn't dominated, to use his own word. And so, yes, sometimes I do want ISO Tatum. Not all the time. At the end of some of these games, that's maddening. But sometimes you need to do it. Mitchell does it for Cleveland. He takes over games. LeBron will go ISO from time to time. You know, some of the best players in the league do that. You have to do that. Sometimes your team needs a bucket, and yeah, you got to go do it. You got to give the game what it needs. And that's what my criticism of him.
Yeah, if the Celtics had won the championship last year or 2 years ago, then these early game losses wouldn't be a big deal. We wouldn't be talking about him so much, I don't think. And if they win the championship this year, we'll forget all about him. But they haven't, and they didn't. And that's why it's still a thing. That's why it's still sort of in the back of everybody's mind. And that's why it's, I think, hard for people to fully trust that this team's got what it takes to cross that bridge. I mean, you don't do it until you do it. And that's really what this is all about. That type of scrutiny does go out the window, though. I do agree with that. Once you win, once you've established that you can win a game or two here and there, not dominating in the regular season, dropping a game in the first round. Like, that's all just sort of stuff that you forget about. But when you haven't won, it just is a reminder of why you haven't.
So do we properly appreciate Jason Tatum? And should we feel bad? Are we bad people for our criticism here these last couple of weeks? You can jump in on all of that. We still have Bruins thoughts as well. And we got our first look at Drake May over the weekend, or at least the beat reporters did, down in Foxborough. Was it an underwhelming first impression? Let's get to that next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.